I said, it's not over, it's just beginning. Glory to God. Now, that's a perfect song for what we're doing today. We're not doing away with the past, because the past was glorious. Many people saved. Many people healed. Many people delivered. But as I travel all across the nation, churches are doing exactly what they're doing here. They basically have fulfilled the vision and have heard from God a fresh vision based upon the former vision. Because you can't throw out a God thing. All you do is add to it. Amen. So you may be seated. Thank you, praise team. Hallelujah. I probably have labored more on this word today than anything I've done the last few months. Are we going to go to this other mic? Check, 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
Hey, it's good to see you, son. How you doing? Thanks for coming to church. He's been on a trip. In 1 Chronicles chapter 13, if you'll turn there, please. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Now, my first question is, I wonder where all you folks were during the week. Hallelujah. We've been having a wonderful time.
Amen.
Glory to God. When you got 1 Chronicles chapter 13, everybody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All right. Then David, verse 1, consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds and with every leader, and missed God. The missed God I put in. Because God does not operate on committees. Try this side over here. That side's dead as a doornail. God does not operate with committees. God operates by Him being the representing the authority. So if you're going to do what God wants done, you have to do it God's way.
Amen.
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 Now, supposedly in America, we're supposedly a democratic nation. But of course, that's not happening today, because the nation's being run by executive decisions. And of course, we're reaping the results of chaos everywhere.
Amen.
And I'm not against the Democrats or the Republicans. Frankly, we need a revival.
Amen.
Amen. I'll be in Washington, D.C. in September, meeting with Rick Van, what's his name? Rick Van Thorn, whatever it is, and Ted Cruz. And myself and many preachers. And I'm going to have a question the minute they say, well, now, if I'm elected again, we're going to change things. My question is going to be very simple. Why didn't you change them the last 4 years?
That's right.
If you were in power, what are you going to do different?
Yeah.
Amen. And that's a valid question.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for the response. But
amen.
But in the kingdom, God operates as a theocracy. And that's a big theological word that means one man rule. Only the man's not a man, it's one God rule.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen?
Now keep your finger there and go to Revelation. I'm building a little foundation, then we'll preach a bit. Revelation chapter 21. Now, verse 1 of chapter 21 says, "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there were no more seas." So something down the road a ways is going to change. And all things will become new. And one thing, if you want to disturb Christians, is change status quo.
Amen.
I'll try this side over here again. You did a lot better than that side. Because we don't like change. We like everything the same way. We like patterns. We like to do things the way we used to do. You see, you're not aware of this, but most churches have what I call a Sunday morning mentality.
That's right.
And we act different on Sunday morning than we might on a Thursday or Friday night special meeting. Because we think special meetings, we can get away with some stuff. Come on. But Sunday morning, we have to be respectable. Come on, y'all. And we're so used to the pattern. This is the way we've always done it.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. And especially when you get 35 years old. Wait till you get 81. Now, look at verse 5 of that same chapter. "Then he who sat on the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.'" And this morning, right here in Glenville, we're making some things new, but in God's sight, all things will be new because His mercies are new every morning.
Amen?
No, you didn't get it. Some of you did, but most of you didn't. His mercies are new every morning. So every day is a new day, not a day after yesterday.
Amen.
There's a world of difference. Because if we believe all things are new, come on, then the opportunity is in this day, not in yesterday. And so if churches never change and get from one place to another, they will eventually be called denominations.
That's right. That's right.
Because denominations are basically people who found a revelation, parked at it, and never moved again.
Amen.
And are doing 200 years later the same thing that they did in 200 years ago. See? And we get so good at it that we don't need God anymore. Because we know how to do it. We know how to do it, when to do it, and what to say. Amen?
Amen.
But you see, if you're going to be a Holy Ghost church, you've got to be instant in season and out of season, which means you've got to be led by the Holy Ghost. And if we are sons of God, which is what the Bible says we are, then we must be led by the Spirit of God. If we're not led by the Spirit of God, then evidently we're not sons of God, we're servants of God, and there's a huge difference.
Amen. That's right.
See, but God has elevated us to be sons, and as a son, we have to be obedient to the Father.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I wish Wayne and Diane would leave it alone. You can't leave it alone if God is saying a new thing.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
It's as hard as we try. We could leave it all alone, do everything the same, and it'd be very much more comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Amen. But God's doing all things new. Say that with me. All things new. One more scripture concerning that. Jeremiah chapter 33. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory.
I wondered where you've been. Hallelujah. Now, in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, when you've got it, say amen.
Amen.
Call to me. Who's me? God. Almighty God. And I will answer you. What's God going to do? Now, one of the reasons many of us don't have answers because we don't do any calling.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
But if you call unto God, you're going to get an answer. Second problem with this is when you get the answer, it may not be the answer you wanted. Come on. Because he thinks he's God and he thinks you're a son. So he doesn't give you, I have to be careful how I say this, people take it wrong. He's very capable of telling you his thoughts for your life. Yep.
Amen.
For life and godliness.
Amen.
Amen. God has nothing bad to give you.
That's right.
So you can trust everything that he has because he has no evil to give you, for God is a holy God and God has no evil.
Amen.
And he's not a man that he should
lie.
So you know if God says it. Now let's go through the sequence. Call unto me, God says, and I will answer you. So we call, the answer comes. And we say, is anybody else up there? Come on. Because we want things safe, secure. Come on.
Amen.
We want to be able to know what's next.
Amen.
But that's not Holy Ghost.
No.
Holy Ghost is you don't have a clue what's next.
That's right.
Amen. Friday night, I don't know if you remember me walking here and talking in the, to the Spirit of God, but I thought if I'd get any deeper in this, I might just go home. Because I was over in a place that I hadn't been ever before. Now, my human flesh did not enjoy that. My human flesh says, this is not comfortable, but if we're going to be a Holy Ghost church, then we're going to have some times when it's not comfortable or it's not normal because God is supernatural, not normal.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And we are supposed to be supernatural people doing supernatural things.
Amen.
Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. Here it is, which you do not know. So what's happening, watch this, there'll be a fresh revelation come on you more than ever before for the new thing. And you'll say, well, Pastor's never taught that before, or he's never acted like that before, or Diana's never acted like that before. Why? Because all things are new every day.
Amen. Amen.
My God. That was pretty good right there. Now notice when David in 1 Chronicles 13 wanted to move the Ark of the Covenant, which represents the glory, which represents the presence of God, he consulted with all the people and they had their own way, got a new cart, put God in the cart because that's where we like him.
That's right.
We like God in our cart where we're in control. You don't have to say amen. I'm going to preach anyway. Come on. See, we like God where we can control things, but God says, no, 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 no. I'm the one in control, and I'm going to bring some new things to you because fresh revelation, when we make this change, fresh revelation's going to come. Come on. Well, I think that's all right. I just don't like changing the name. Huh? That's like arguing what color we're going to paint the bathroom. Who cares? What difference does it make? See, I love how they've tied the old name into the new name. You know, you could have called it God's Club. Yeah. You know. But you understand, this is something that the desire is, God is doing a new thing, and we want to be part of the new thing based upon the strength of the old.
Amen.
You don't throw out 35 years of ministry, you build upon it.
Amen.
Amen. Doesn't mean everything we did was wrong. What it means is everything we've done, we accomplished what God said, but now it's a new day and we're doing a new thing and we're going to a new place. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, that was pretty good. Now, Acts chapter 16. I'm not going to ask you anymore if you got it. I'm just going to believe you're going to turn with me. Acts chapter 15. 15, please. Sorry. Acts chapter 15, verse 15. And with this, the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written. After this, I will return and rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruins, and I will set it up so that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, even all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who does all these things. The Lord is doing a thing among us.
Amen.
Why? So that all generations of the earth can be blessed. Because if we stay stuck in a rut, it's nothing more than a grave with the ends cut out. But if we continue to move with God, then all generations ahead, depending on how long the Lord tarries, all generations ahead will be blessed because we didn't stay there. We stayed not just here, but moving constantly as the kingdom developed. We develop with the kingdom.
Amen.
That's real good teaching. Hallelujah. I looked up the word restoration. Well, let me read the scripture. Go to Acts chapter 3. This is my favorite scripture, one of them, that I read a lot. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent, therefore. Now, I'm going to tell you something very important. If you've been part of this church and you're carrying anything in your heart against the leadership, against another person, against something in this house, you'll never be able to enter in the next phase. Because you've locked yourself out.
Amen.
It's not on God's part, it's on your part.
Amen.
So when we make the transition in just a few minutes, if I was you, I would do what this scripture says.
Amen.
Repent.
Amen.
Get your heart right.
Amen.
Forgive the people.
Yes.
Come on, they may not even know they hurt your little feelings.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
See, we've got to grow up into some of these things and not be offended over stuff.
Amen.
Because I'll just be honest with you. I said this the other night, but if you're in the kingdom 5 or 6 seconds, you're going to get offended over something.
That's right.
And most of the time, if a preacher's doing his job, he'll offend you.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Because the word is sharper than a two-edged sword.
That's right.
Come on.
That's
and if you're
right.
going to preach
Amen.
The word, sometimes the word penetrates your heart and said, wow,
Amen.
I'm all messed up and didn't know I was.
Amen.
Come on. Or we receive an offense and say, I refuse to change. Well, the minute you refuse to change, you've stopped growing.
Amen.
And no matter what anybody says, you're backslid.
That's right.
Thank you, my brother.
Yes.
Would you like a front row seat next week? I can arrange it. Praise the Lord. I don't have much power here, but I got that much. Repent for and be converted, that your sins, S's, may be blotted out. Watch. So that times of refreshing. Oh my God. See, if we can get rid of the sins, then God's promising times of refreshing. And I don't know about you, but I need refreshing. Want to know why? Because yesterday was yesterday, and today is today, and I need to be refreshed today. Lady taking her baby to the bathroom. I thought she was going to run. I'm very disappointed. But maybe we can get somebody to run sometime. I knew it'd be her. She ran six times the other night. There she goes.
This is not a spectator sport. Yeah.
Wow, here comes another one. Well, Doc, doesn't that bother you? No. It don't bother me. Now, I want you to notice something. All women. You men, bless God, you never see me do that. Four. He's coming again. All right. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence. Now come on now. From the presence. You know, how would you like some of the presence of the Almighty God, the God of the universe that created it?
Yes, yes.
That presence.
That's right. Yes, yes.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord is right. That he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before. Now get this. Whom heaven must receive, another translation says, must hold on to until times of restoration of all things which God has spoken by the mouths of all holy prophets since the world began.
Amen.
Now, we are in the time of the final restoration. God is not coming back for a half-baked church.
Amen.
God is not coming for a half-saved church.
Amen.
God is not coming back for a dead church.
Amen.
God is coming back for a glorious church without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. So then we must have times of refreshing. Now, I looked up the word restoration. It means this: to make whole what's not whole, to complete, to make alive, it's an act of returning to the original state or condition. Oh, now, wait a minute. I thought we were moving ahead, and now you're talking about going back. No, no. Adam, the first one.
Amen.
Adam, in the garden, had a perfect state.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
He didn't have to labor. Everything he needed was provided. Come on. And God is going to get the church in such a place that there will be no poor among us.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
There'll be no sick among us. We'll do away with prayer lines. We'll do away with calling the prayer tower at ORU. Come on. You won't need to call them because you're walking such presence. You're walking such presence that God Almighty will be your hand-in-hand bud. That's where we're headed. We're never going to get there sitting in our pews. We're going to get there demonstrating the glory of God. We're going to get there by praising. We're going to get there by speaking in tongues, by celebrating the King. Well, I'm a little tired, Doc. We had a picnic yesterday. Huh? If that wears you out, you need some vitamins. Lord, I didn't see anything happen there that would wear anybody out. Well, anyway, praise the Lord. Now, back in Chronicles, go to 15. It's pretty scary. It opened up all by itself. Now, see, they tried to bring up the ark or the presence by man's ability. You have to go by the book.
That's right.
Not by his opinion.
That's right.
Not by her opinion. Not by my opinion. By the book. The book says if you're going to move the presence of God, nobody can touch it.
Amen.
Now, ain't nobody listening yet.
Amen.
Nobody can touch it.
That's right.
In Chronicles 13, they had God in the nice new wagon.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Pretty wagon. They had it all pinstriped. I mean, it was a beautiful wagon because that's what we think holiness is,
right.
Outward
right.
Beauty,
yeah.
Not inward. Where's Mark? Now, Mark's a good helpsman. If he was there with the cart, it says, where's Bob? The oxen stumbled. Amen. And poor old God in the ark went. And a good helpsman goes. And guess what? He is fried like a piece of chicken. Why? Because he didn't do it according to the book. And if you don't do it according to the book, it produces death. And if we stay here another 35 years, we will be the crabbiest, dumbest bunch of folk you ever saw in your life, and we won't even like each other. But if we move with God and in his presence, see, you can't be ugly when you're in the presence. You're only ugly when you're in the flesh. Now, I'm not proud of this, but I'm going to tell you. Last night, I lost my temper. Yeah. Dr. Lemon loses. Yeah. You know what I had to do? I had to repent. I had to ask my grandson to forgive me. And I'm 81 years old. I'm the big guy. No, you ain't big when it's with God. You better learn how to be the humble guy. Because I can't afford sin in my life.
Amen.
Want to know why? because I see you. And you're more important whether my pride gets patted or not.
That's right.
No, they didn't get that either.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
He did something. I got mad. I felt bad for a long time. Well, I know why. I'm better than that.
Yes, yes, yes.
I didn't go to sleep for a long, long time. It bothered me. I mean, God forgave me.
Yes.
Chris forgave me.
Yes. Amen.
But I had a hard time forgiving me.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I just said that to tell you, you know, us preachers have to go through the same stuff you're going through. Well, amen. So David in Chronicles 13 finally says, boys, this ain't working. See, David had his kingly robes on. He had his crowns on. He was out in front dancing and carrying on. Amen. Yep. The problem was God was in the back.
That's right.
And that's where God is in most churches.
That's right.
We have him in case we need him. Now, Acts 15. I'm sorry. 1 Chronicles 15. I keep wanting to go to Acts for some reason. 1 Chronicles 15, verse 1. David built houses for himself in the city of David and prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Now, let me give you some history. At that time, there were two tabernacles. Everybody say two.
Two.
One on Mount Zion, that's David's. One at Shiloh, that's the old tabernacle of the old covenant. Okay? For 100 years, both tabernacles functioned. One over here, the old way, and one over here, a new and living way.
Amen.
Come on. In the old tabernacle, veil, come on, but no ark.
Wow.
No, you didn't get it. But no ark, because you see, there was no presence in that tabernacle. It was going through the motions. They were still killing sheep. They were still killing bulls. They had everything set up like Moses wanted it set up. The problem was the Holy of Holies was empty. Why? Because over on Mount Zion, the Ark of the Covenant was there. And wherever the Ark of the Covenant was a representative of the presence of God. And in David's tabernacle, you didn't have a veil or a high priest. It was a new and living way. It was a demonstration of what Christ, of what Christ was going to do for you and I, that we no longer have to go to a priest, but we can go directly into the presence of God. Hallelujah! So the choice was, you could either go to Shiloh and go through the ritual, or you could go over to David and have a little dance in the presence of God. You could see the Ark of the Covenant. Come on. Because it was a new way. There was not all this formal stuff. David did away with all of it. Now we know the story. When he was bringing it into Jerusalem, the ark was carried this time on the shoulders of priests. There's rings on the side of the ark, and they put these long poles in the rings, and then there'd be so many men on each side, and they'd pick up the ark and carry it on their shoulder. This time, instead of David having on his kingly robes, he had on linens. This time, instead of David leading the parade, he let God lead the parade. Come on. Come on, he let God lead the thing. And so here they come. They got God at the front, being carried on poles. Divine, holy order.
Amen.
Not the way we want to do it. Not the easy way. No, you're going to have some days that you're not going to understand some things.
Amen.
Don't let that throw you. There's a lot of things. Listen, dear saints, there's a lot of things you ain't seen yet.
Amen.
Glory to God.
That's right.
Come on.
Amen.
What do you mean by that? What I mean by that is God is new every day.
That's right.
There's things we haven't seen.
That's right.
You think you've seen it all?
No.
It's pretty boring.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
Come on. No.
Amen.
God's a supernatural God.
Amen.
I remember Ed Dufresne, I said this before, but walking off an 8-step platform, walking around in midair, we're going to see stuff like that.
Amen.
We're going to see.
Amen.
We're going to see people like Wayne get up out of a wheelchair.
Amen.
Well, we've been believing for that for a long time. It don't matter how long you're believing for it. One of these days, it's manifestation time. Why? Because the stronger the presence.
Amen.
Come on. I may have to run myself in a minute. The stronger the presence, the greater the miracles. People say, why don't we have miracles every Sunday? Because most Sundays there's no presence. Because most churches have made up their mind, this is it, and this is the way it's always going to be. But these guys are willing to change.
Amen.
Boy, you ought to be thanking God every day. So here they come with the ark. And David's back there in the back, twirling around and dancing. And his wife, bless her, looks out the window and says, there he is again. Come on.
Yeah.
Let him get in front of a bunch of young women and he shows off. But David was not showing off.
No.
David was dancing before the Lord.
Yeah.
And his wife, Micah, was barren the rest of her life because she criticized not the man, she criticized the substance of the Lord.
Yes.
You better be careful what you put against God's name.
Yes.
Serious business.
Amen.
The deeper we get into the presence, the more holier we'll have to walk and act. Why? Because in the presence is fullness of joy. Come on. And in the presence is everything that's in heaven available to the earth. No, you didn't get that. That was too big. That was too big. Went right over your head. Everything that's in heaven in the presence is available to you on earth. If it's not that way, then God lied to us. Well, what do you mean by that? Because Jesus said that he was giving us all authority and power.
That's right.
But now watch this, but it's all in the presence.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
See, some of you in the next few months will be amazed what you're doing. Absolutely amazed. You say, I've never done stuff like that before.
Right.
Why? Because, see, the presence is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. This worship team is about to get free. Why? Because we're coming out of Shiloh.
Yeah.
And we're coming over into Zion.
Glory to God.
And God said Zion has been torn down and in disrepair. And what we're doing is rebuilding Zion and rebuilding that temple where the freedom is.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now here's your choice. You can, with your mouth, agree, or with your heart, you can come with us. If you agree with your mouth, you'll be a hindrance.
Yes.
Come on.
Amen.
I'm trying to be
Amen.
Kind. It's all right, I feel that way too sometimes. But you understand?
Amen.
Either you're going to be in agreement,
yes, yes,
or you're going to be against it.
Yes.
And if you're against it, then you'll be a hindrance. Because when God's making a move here, you'll criticize it. But eventually, it'll cost you.
Yes.
Amen.
Right? Because you're not criticizing them, you're criticizing the king.
That's right.
So my thought is, where do you want to be? Do you want to be in the old way? Going through the same motion Sunday after Sunday? Or do you want to be in a new and living way in Zion with the glory and with the presence and with the ability of God? That's where we're going.